Om Shanti. Qualifications for being a charitable soul. If we would like to become a charitable soul, we need to have certain qualities in our practical life. First quality is for becoming a charitable soul. I have to adopt to give culture. To give culture. Diti means devta in Hindi. Devta means the one who always gives others. That is why we have to adopt to give culture in our life. We need to keep on giving treasures, powers, virtues to everybody, whoever is coming in our contact. Second quality, be a merciful soul. When we would be merciful, then only we could feel the sorrow or pain or problem of the people. Then only we would be able to give them some treasures, whatever they need. That is why our heart must be merciful. Bhava is merciful. He is ocean of mercy. He was observing from Paramdham, my children are suffering badly. We were calling him. And because of merciful nature, he came down and he adopted us. He lifted up from the ocean of sorrow. In the same way, we must have mercy in our heart for becoming a charitable soul. Third quality, remind yourself that you are an ancestor soul. Ancestor soul of this entire world. In this Laukik world, those are seniors. They never eat or they never use the things. They want to share the things to younger ones. That is why we should also share treasures to the worldly souls. Because many souls, they are coming down from Paramdham, straight from Paramdham. We need to sustain them. Being ancestor soul, we need to sustain them. We need to care them. We need to share treasures with them. That is why we must not forget that I am an ancestor soul. I'm not only a soul or ordinary soul, but I am a responsible soul. I am an ancestor soul. I have to take care of the worldly souls. Fourth quality, charity is my religion. Charity is the basic. Charity is the foundation of any religion. In this world, the people share their wealth to the charity. Baba had given us the knowledge, Baba had given us wisdom. The worldly people are sharing ordinary things, physical things, perishable things. But those are really great souls. Charitable souls. They are sharing imperishable things. Like a peace, purity, happiness. These are all imperishable treasures, imperishable wealth. That is why charitable souls are always sharing this imperishable treasures with the soul. That is in our blood. That is in our life. Fifth quality is God loves charitable souls. If you really would like to see it, on the hard throne of Baba. You need to share these treasures to many, many souls. This is a true godly service. Baba is observing from Paramdham, from soul world. I have given lots of treasures to the children. And those children are always remaining busy in this business, spiritual business, sharing peace and power and purity to many souls, Baba become happy. Such type of these souls can win Baba's heart. Baba remembers such type of the charitable souls. Baba shower such charitable souls with the shower of love. That is why in this confluence age, I really want to win Baba's heart. I would like to be in Baba's heart always. That is why I must be busy in this spiritual business. Baba has said that souls are crying. They are suffering. Listen their voice. Invoke them and help them. Being a charitable soul, that is your duty. That is your task. That is your responsibility to help them. This is an opportunity to earn blessings, to earn true income. Blessings of the soul is a true income in this confluence age. Sixth quality, charitable souls can become the masters of the new world, coming new world. Charitable souls can become the masters of coming new world. Charitable souls are always remaining busy in the work of charity. They win the heart of souls. They are receiving the certificate of satisfaction from many souls in this confluence age. That is why they are receiving the throne of kingdom in new world also. The life of charitable soul is like a river, running river. They are always doing service. All the time they are busy in service. Like a river is always doing service of many people. Fulfilling the thirst of many people. If we really would like to claim the good position in the golden age, we must receive blessings from many souls. We must receive the certificate of satisfactions from many souls. Seventh quality is charity is humility. Nowadays, the number of people on one hand are increasing. But humility on the other hand is decreasing. Charity is decreasing. Charity means understanding the problem of the people, helping them, cooperating them, solving their problem. This is a true humanity. What is the difference in donation and charity? In this world, hundreds and hundreds of donors are there. They are donating wealth in charitable organization. For example, I have 10 pairs of shoes. And someone needs shoe, I am giving one pair of shoe to that person. This is like a donation. But on the other hand, someone have only one pair of shoe. And someone is in need of that shoe and he is giving that shoe to that person. This is a charity. Brahma Baba, was living in an old house. Baba was building new houses in Madhuban. But because of the quality of charitable soul, Baba used to think, oh, let the children use them, these houses. Children can use these houses. This is a true sacrifice. This is a true charity. If you have lots of things and if you are helping, that is not a big thing. Eighth quality, have a big heart. For becoming a charitable soul, your heart must be generous. Your heart must be big. You must have broad-mindedness. thinking. You must not have narrow-mindedness in thinking. Brahma Baba never went in the foreign countries. But Baba always used to think about the whole world, all the time. That is why there is a saying, think globally and act locally. I have to follow my father, Brahma Baba. Dadi Prakashmani ji. Dadi was always thinking about the world. She was carrying the responsibility of Madhuban Yajna, but she was always thinking about the entire world. That is why she won the heart of worldly souls. Everybody is saying, my dadi, sweet dadi. In the same way, if you really would like to become a charitable soul, your heart must be big. Your heart must be warm, warm. You must have a special heart. Charitable souls always having special heart. What does it mean? H-E-A-R-T, heart. Five words are there. Yes stand for holiness and happiness. Holiness and happiness. E for energetic. We have lots of powers within the self. But we must bring out that powers by being in a self-respect. And we must be always energetic. Like a lion. When lion is sleeping in his caves, rat also can jump on his body. But when lion is not sleeping, no one has courage to enter in his caves because he is powerful, he is energetic. A for activeness and alertness. Activeness and alertness. R for reality and royalty. Must be reality, must be royalty also in our heart. And T for talent and tolerance power. We have lots of talent. Every soul have lots of talent. We must use that talent in Baba's service. As much we are using that talent in Baba's service, automatically that talent is increasing. Gradually and gradually. And tolerance power also is necessary. Charitable souls are always having very good tolerance power. As much the greater soul, that much the higher tolerance power the soul has. This is the sign. If I am thinking I am a great soul, I must have that much tolerance power. If I am not having tolerance power, I am not a great soul. I may not be able to face the difficult situation. In the same way, if you would have these five qualities in your heart, then definitely your heart would be special heart. Charitable souls would have such type of the heart. Big heart. Charitable souls are always thinking, I have to do something for the entire world. I have to do something for unlimited souls. Unlimited attitude they are having. Unlimited vision they are having. Unlimited thinking they are having. They don't have any boundaries. They don't have any limitations in their thinking. Ninth quality is charitable souls would have good wishes for each and every soul. They never give subtle sorrow to any soul. If I would have negative attitude towards somebody, then automatically that soul can feel subtle sorrow. Charitable souls, they are always having good wishes for everybody. Each and every soul. Baba has said once, if we have good wishes for 99% out of 100, and if you are not having good wishes for 1%, the one who is creating problem for you, you will not able to do unlimited service to the mind. You would be out of the list of service to the mind. Why this is so much important? I am having good wishes for all 99%, but someone is criticizing me, defaming me, always creating problem for me. I am not having good wishes for that person. After all, I am a human being, I am not a God. God may have good wishes for all souls because they are all souls are the children of God. Is there any yukti for having good wishes for such type of the person? The one who is always criticizing you. Is there any yukti? Please help me. I can just shower that soul with the shower of love. I don't want to see that person. I don't want to See the face of that person also. I don't want to think about that person also. What to do? Okay. When I am having negative attitude towards somebody, first of all I am losing my happiness. I am suffering. First of all I am suffering. Later on that soul can suffer. And having good wishes for everybody, this is a sign of complete purity. I want to achieve highest stage of purity. Because of that soul, I don't want to lose my complete purity stage. There's a very good yukti for that is, don't observe present stage of that soul. He's a effort maker. Don't observe present stage of that soul, but try to observe his original form, original stage, eternal stage, or end stage. Doesn't matter. This soul have this weakness, but anyhow, when this soul descends on this earth, this soul was pure, perfect. And when this soul will return to Paramdham, also would be perfect. Instead of observing present stage, you should observe this beginning stage, eternal stage and end stage. Easily you can maintain positive attitude towards that person. Everybody have weakness. Everybody have traces of vices. Everybody, no one is without weakness. Huh? And in fact, I am not dustbin. I don't want to collect the weaknesses of everybody. I am not dustbin. Collecting dirty things from everybody. I must change my glasses. Having glass of negativity, I must change glass of positivity. I must observe positivity of each and every soul. This is the sign of charitable soul. Maintain good wishes for each and everybody. Your stage would be calm and cool and happy all the time. There won't be any sort of irritation in your heart, unhappiness in your heart. You'll be always intoxicated. You would be lost always in supersensitive joy. No one can pull you down. If you have good wishes for everybody. Tenth quality. The charitable souls would have the quality of forget and forgiveness. Forget and forgive. If something has happened already, he forget easily and he forgive easily because he is having generous heart. He's having big heart. Hmm? Brahma Baba used to shower each and every child with the shower of love. Why? Because of having this quality, forget and forgive. If somebody commit any mistake, don't remember that mistake. Forget. And forgive. This is the sign of great soul, charitable soul. You can do the charitable service through your character, through your words, through your actions, through your behavior, through your smile, through your decorated face also. That is why keep on busy in this unlimited service. Whoever is coming in front of you, nobody should go empty-handed. Body is your house. Whoever is coming in front of your house, on the door of your house, no one should go with empty-handed. Everybody should get some feeling of love, feeling of purity, feeling of happiness, feeling of power. Feeling of inspirations. That is why your face must be always like a blossoming flower. Your face must be happy, always happy. Sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. Not at all. Always happy face. Face is a mirror of our mind. What is going on in our mind? Anybody could see in the mirror of your face. If your mind is happy, that happiness of your mind will reflect on your face. And three main thieves are always coming at your door for stealing your happiness. Three main thieves are coming at your door for stealing your happiness. Worry, fear, and burden. Any sort of worry, any sort of fear, any sort of burden can steal your happiness away. You should not allow them. That is your original property. You should sustain that property. You should take care of that invaluable treasure of happiness. This is the sign of charitable soul. The degree of happiness must increase gradually and gradually. This is the sign of spiritual progress. This is the sign of your progress. The degree of happiness, the degree of intoxication is increasing gradually and gradually, year after year. This is the sign of your spiritual progress. As much the treasures of powers are increasing, as much the treasures of qualities and blessings are increasing, automatically the degree of happiness is increasing. And your every word must be full with sweetness. Must not be any single word without sweetness. Your word, every word must be like a honey, sweet like a honey, sweet like a nectar. Your word must give grace. Your words must give happiness to others, grace to others, peace to others. And for that, your every word must be full with sweetness, like Baba, like Dadis. And whatever the feelings are there in your heart, our feelings are expressing through the words. Whoever is coming in front of us, whatever the type of the feeling we are having regarding that person, that feelings are expressing through the words. If you have really good respect for that person, regard for that person, your word would be full with sweetness, full with respect. This is the sign of charitable soul. Give regard to everybody. Everybody expect regard and respect from you. Everybody like that. Give them. Dadi Prakash Mani says that if you really would like to become like a Dadi, or if you really would like to follow Dadi, just become the embodiment of two words only. Soman means to be in self-respect, and Sanman means to give respect to everybody. You can be like Dadi. Your personality would be magnetic personality, influential personality. Be always in self-respect and give everybody respect with generous heart. You don't need to spend any penny from your pocket. On whoever is coming in front of you, at least share a smile. At least share a smile. Don't be like this. Just smile. Be generous. Welcome that soul with a big smile. If your mind is happy, your automatically smile would be there on your face. These are all the qualities of the charitable soul. And if you really would like to become a charitable soul now, you should be busy in unlimited spiritual business, worldwide spiritual business, not only your local wise. If you are responsible for certain place, for Spain, for UK, or for any place, but do service there, but always keep busy yourself in a world service, service to the mind. Become a master world benefactor soul. This is the need of this time. This is the special direction of Baba. Particularly in this season, Baba emphasized 3 times, 4 times on this aspect. Do service to the mind. And if you really would like to do this unlimited service, you must have lots of treasures store. Your treasure stores must be full. Treasure of powers, treasure of peace, treasure of happiness, treasure of virtues, treasure of qualities. Your treasure store must be full. Then only you can be a donor, great donor. Then only you can be a great charitable soul. This is the time of earning true income, blessings from many souls. Understand? Why Baba has said that, give me your vest. Give me your vest. Why Baba asks? Because that is a leakage. We must stop this leakage. We are losing so much energy through this leakage. On one hand, we are receiving power from Baba at Amrut Vela or in evening yoga. But throughout the day, because of having waste thoughts, waste words, waste actions, we are losing so much energy. And because of that, there is no collection of powers. And until there won't be collection of powers, how can we would be able to donate the powers? We must transfer that waste into a best. Through churning, we can transfer waste thoughts in a best thoughts, in a useful thoughts. Churning must be our hobby. Every day, sit in solitude for a while and try to churn deeply on certain aspects or certain topic. Write down in your diary. Develop this art. Automatically, you can control your waste thoughts. This is the time of collection only. And through connection, there would be collection of powers only. That is why we must stay connected with the Supreme Source, Baba. Then only we would be able to receive powers from Baba. Then only we would be able to share that powers with many souls. Baba always having good wishes for us. Baba is so merciful. Baba always have pure desire. Every child must experience all the attainments of this confluence age. Baba have these good wishes. Okay, now let us have wonderful meditation. Can we have? Baba is supreme authority, and the highest authority in this world is the authority of experience. That is why we must develop this authority. Sit upright. As I sit here, I use the eye of my intellect to clearly and deeply visualize that I am a very tiny and shining point of divine light. I am sitting in the center of my forehead. I am a wonderful star twinkling star. Living star, very bright shining star, radiant star. A star radiating the light of divinity. Experiencing wonderful aura. Surrounding me. I am a peaceful star, radiating the waves of peace all around me. Experiencing peaceful stage. I am a charitable soul. Pure soul. Spreading the waves of purity. Experiencing blissful stage. Oh, how fortunate am I? I am visualizing clearly and experiencing my true form, incorporeal form, point form, my true existence in this world is just a tiny point of divine light. As there are stars in the sky, I am a living star on this world globe. Spreading divine light. The soul, am sitting in the aeroplane of my intellect and flying upwards towards the soul world. Flying beyond this world globe, flying far beyond the sun and moon and stars. I arrived at a subtle world. How wonderful is this angelic world. I am surrounded by snow white, bright, divine light. I adopt the dress of an angel. Oh, the emperor of an angels. Sweet Brahma Baba is in front of me in his perfect angelic form. My dearest dad, Shiv Baba, also present in him. Baba is giving me love field drishti. I, the soul, become lost in the ocean of love, deeply lost in the ocean of love. I become lost in Baba's arm. There are tears of love in Baba's eyes. Baba tells me that I am his sweetest child. Me that I can experience any relationship. I wish to with him. He tells me that experience me as your father. Be a small child and play in my lap. An experience true fatherly love. Be an obedient child of mine. As a teacher, he is giving me special tuition. Through his tuition, my intellect is becoming divine. Through his tuition, the apron crown of my intellect is becoming full with invaluable jewels of knowledge. I am proud of my teacher. He is so sweet. Being a preceptor, His hand of blessing is on my head. Through His drushti, I am receiving lots of powers. That frees me from the labor. Experiencing my whole day life under His canopy. He is my best friend. Completely trustworthy. Totally loyal to me. Never leaves me alone. He always being beside me in all the situation which I face in my life. I share the feelings of my heart with Him. I sit with Him. I eat with Him. How lucky am I? I am experiencing different relationship directly with God. And filling my heart with true godly love.
I, the soul, is living the dreams of an angel and flying upwards. Flying upwards. Oh, how beautiful is this soul world. It is a world of golden red divine light. It is a world of infinite peace. Incredibly beautiful form of Shiva Baba is in front of me. He's the most beautiful being in this world. Enjoying his beauty. I realize that I have been searching for him in him many direction. I found him. Baba, my sweetest Baba, you are my whole world, Baba. You become the light of my eyes, Baba. In the world of my heart, you are the only one, Baba. Lives in your heart and you lives in my heart, Baba. Baba is ocean of peace. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of peace. experiencing the depth of peace. And radiating that rays of peace on world globe. Many souls feel the coolness of peace. And giving blessings in return. Baba is ocean of powers. He's your unlimited source of spiritual energy. I, the soul, is receiving the shower of powers. Receiving and receiving tremendous power from Baba. In the fire of yoga, my sins are burning. I feel very light and happy. I am receiving constantly the shower of powers from Baba. Battery of my soul is recharging. Receive lots of powers. Baba, I have one more sweet desire, Baba. There must be constantly burning lamp of your love in the temple of my heart. So that I can sing the songs of your praise at every second of this confluence. Age, Baba. I, the soul, is returning from soul world towards the corporeal world. And sitting in the center of my forehead, I am Master Almighty Soul. Spreading the waves of powers in this atmosphere. I am a very tiny and shining point of divine.